Blog Talk Radio.
On a hill far away, in an old rugged cross, I am the man suffering and shame. Oh, how I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. And I'll cherish the old cross. Yeah, my trust is at last. I lay down. Yeah, I will cling to the old rugged cross, and it's shame it someday for a crown. And I will cherish the old rugged cross. Yeah, my trust be there at last. I lay down. Ooh, I'll cherish. Well, I'll cherish the old rugged crown. Ooh, and I'll exchange it someday for the crowd. Anybody, oh, I cherish the old. Oh, I get cross. Yeah, tell my trophy. Wow, I lay down. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Oh, cherish. Oh, when I'll exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, Amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. I'd rather have Jesus than silver, than gold. I'd rather be than have riches untold. I would rather have Jesus than housing in a land. I'd rather be led by him and pure hand. Yes, 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 I'd rather have Jesus, yes, than me, oh, applause. I'd rather his dear call. I'd rather have Jesus, yeah, than the world I'd find. Oh, 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 I'd rather be true to his holy name. Oh, my God. Yeah. Ooh, he's fairer than lily everywhere it blooms. He is sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. Ooh, he's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus. Let him lead. Ooh, I'd rather have Jesus. Than to be the king of a vase, the man. I'll be held in sin, this way. Yes, I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Yes, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Yeah, I'd rather have Jesus than all the riches untold. Yes, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Yes, I would rather have Jesus. Ooh, and more, oh Lord, than this world can afford to today.
Praise him.
what I wanted to read. I think this is what I wanted to read. Has anyone, Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, amen, amen, has anyone planted a vineyard and not begin to enjoy it, let him go home. He may die in the battle and someone else enjoy it. Has anyone become pledged to a woman and not married her, let him go home. He may die in battle and someone else marry her. Then the officers shall add, if any man afraid or faint-hearted, let him go home, so that his brother will not become disheartened too. When the officers have finished speaking to the army, they shall appoint commanders over it. When you march up to attack a city, make its people an offer of peace. If they accept and open their gates, all the people in it shall be subject to forced labor and shall work for you. If they refuse to make peace and they engage you in battle, lay siege to that city. When the Lord your God delivers it unto your hand, put to the sword all the men in it. As for the women and the children and livestock and everything else in the city, you may take these as plunder for yourself, and you may use the plunder the Lord your God has given you. Amen, amen, amen. Far from your enemies. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now for our coming together. Oh, Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for this moment, oh God. We thank you for this moment in time that you, oh God, has blessed us to come together one more time, dear God. We thank you, oh God, for what you are doing in this hour, oh Father God. We thank you for your holy word, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, oh God. We realize that you are God, oh Father God, and we cannot do anything without you, God. Amen, amen. Oh God, we just thank you for what it is, what you are allowing, whatever your permissive will is, God. We just give you glory in all things, oh God. We ask you as we come together, oh Father God, to come in with us, oh God. Come in, take over, oh God. Let us not be heard or seen, but oh God, that you reveal yourself, oh Father God, that, oh God, that your spirit will rise up on each and every one of us, oh God, that we will speak only what you have given us, oh Father God, that we, oh God, may learn the more how to encourage, edify one another, oh God, until we all come into the unity of the faith, oh God. In Jesus' name, I ask all of these blessings. Once again, I say thank God for all who has come to share in this Black Talk Radio show this afternoon. Amen, 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 amen. Lord, I thank you, Lord. 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 I just want to thank you, Lord, for who you are, for who you are, oh Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, what you are doing. What you're doing, oh, what you are doing. Amen, amen, amen. We will give God all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Amen, amen. Now, what we want to do now, we want to go on into the children's corner. Amen, Amen. We're going to go into the children corner at this time. Amen, amen. Do we have any children on the line? Do we have any youth on the line right now? We're going to call for our youth to come forward. Amen. Amen, amen. Glory, 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 glory. I was looking for some of the youth. Amen. Who do we have? Come on in. Who do we have with us?
Zaylee Smith.
Okay, what you going to do for us?
Thank you.
Okay, amen. Come on in and sing for us.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain.
Hey, Google. Call my man.
We can. To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Everything, to break everything, to break everything.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling.
Yeah.
To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Thank you. Who we have next?
Zaya.
Zaya?
I have decided to follow Jesus. The Lord is here, I will follow. No one join me, here I will follow. No one join me, here I will follow. I'm coming back, I'm coming back, I'm coming back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back.
witness the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, do we have any more children that want to come talk to
Mr. Gallman?
Ma'am?
I'm sorry, Master David. I was asking Dr. Lisa to go on mute.
Uh-huh. Did she want to come forward or the children?
No, I'm on mute, I think.
Okay.
You ain't on mute.
You can hear me?
Yes, you can
hear me. Who are the adults on the phone? Would you announce yourself?
Melissa Sharon Richardson.
Okay.
Sister Brenda Mann.
Amen.
Okay, this is Tasha
Nisha. Okay, amen. You want it up.
Vivian Collins.
Pardon?
Vivian Collins.
Vivian Collins, amen. 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 Okay, well, right now, we'll move on and so we won't put on the time. We'll call for Minister Sharon, Minister Mims, Tasha Nisha, and Minister Collins. We'll ask you to come in that order.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I will be reading 5 verses of Psalms 91. Then I will be praying. Verse 1 as follows. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the North Sea pestilence. Verse 4. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His suit shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5 and last. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. God's word has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this ministry. Thank you for blessing us to come together once more, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for Minister Zeta, Lord God. Thank you for her and her husband, Mr. L.C. Bless them, make them stronger, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for Minister Vivian, Lord God. Thank you for her, Lord God. Bless her and her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless each and every one that's on the line today. Bringing this, making this program successful in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to bless each individual and their families and friends and loved ones in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for my pastor, Pastor Kennedy Stratton, Lord God. Thank you for making him stronger day by day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for blessing me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing my family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you all the praise, give you all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' blessed and wonderful name, I pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Laura. Hallelujah to the highest praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I'm able come to your throne of grace once again, Father, to give you all the praise and honor and glory. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you woke me up this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you woke us all up this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord, for keeping us all covered in the blood once again, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for giving us strength each and every day, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because there's so much going on in this world, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And
amen.
I thank you, Lord, for always being in the midst, Lord, in the name of Jesus, of these situations that's going on, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed will prosper, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Father, for everyone that's on this line, Father, their families, their friends, Lord, and their neighbors, Lord. I pray that you watch over them, Father, day in and day out, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that we can look toward the hills with cometh our help, Father. We know that all of our help comes from you, Father. We just thank you for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, healing of the hearts, the minds, and the souls, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you turned every stony heart back to flesh, Father. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for peace for Jerusalem and blessings upon Israel, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, once again that you're watching over the children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I bind sex trafficking, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I bind sickness and disease, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I command it to go right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, and I just pluck it up from the root right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're watching over our own Kenneth Stratton in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that he is already healed from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're watching over, yes, Lord, Brother L.C. and Ms. Zady, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for healing for those that are in a need of a healing, Father, and we thank you, Father, that you are in the midst of it, Father, that is already done by faith, Father, and we thank you, Father. That whatever situations we're going through in our lives, Father, once again, that you are in the midst of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for just watching over the ministers, the preachers, the pastors, Father, the bishops, Lord, the evangelists, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for watching over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and their families, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for just watching over, Lord, yes, the hospitals, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Watch over each and every care worker, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that take care of the residents, Lord. I thank you for patience, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord, because we all need it, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we can always call on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, always, Father, morning, noon, and night, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know Amen. Our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, because you created us in your image, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for loving us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, and help us, O Lord, to acknowledge you each and every day, Father, as we open our eyes, Father. You say in Matthew 6:33, Father, seek you first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added, Father. Help us to remember that each and every day, Lord, as we open our eyes, Father, and we thank you, Father. And yes, Lord, we thank you for strength, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord, we need it, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And yes, we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory, Father. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Well, Tante Lisa, it's your turn if you would like to say something, darling. If not, we'll move on to Minister Vivian.
I'm sorry, what you say?
No, I said your turn if you would like to have something to say.
Would I like to have something to say?
Oh, pray on the thing.
I would like to read something, but I don't think I am able. I want to just try. Can I just try? And see how far I can get with my glasses on, and
yeah.
See if I can see.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me.
Do your best, sweetheart.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Is it on?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear? Oh, okay.
You have a copy, Lisa?
Can you call? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My soul. I just sing a praise as you get on, Miss Sadie. Is that okay? My soul loves Jesus. Mm, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Sing a little praise. I sing a little praise. I just sing a little praise as she gets to organize.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't. I don't think I'm aware of this. I can't see any of it. That's why I say we let me see first before I say I can't do it. I don't look like the pages. I'm not. I don't have the right lighting. Oh, lighting not right.
Just keep coming, and when you feel like you're ready, you just let me know. Okay.
Okay.
Well, let me say, Vivian come and then follow me ahead, then we'll hear from my sister Peggy, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. How I love Jesus, because he loves me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Praise God. I just thank God for everybody on the phone tonight. Praise God. Again, I come to cover the line tonight. Praise God. In love. I come to cover the line tonight in blessings. And as I was thinking about what I wanted to say, God said, just cover the line in covenant, because God put a covenant on his people. Praise God. God, in reality, he gave us eternal. God is eternal to us. Praise God. And he didn't limit his promises. He put his promises on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said he'll give you a new heart. Hallelujah. The blessings, Lord. The blessings, Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, you have unlimited access to God. Oh, God, we can come to you anytime, Jesus. Aya solo basata. And yes, Lord. Oh, he personally came, but no man can bring you the blessings that from one of us tonight. Oh, the Father. Oh, and he done an awesome sacrifice. Lord, you sacrifice yourself for us. Oh, God, your blessings, God. Oh, we serve a living God. We serve a holy God. Oh, he freely forgives us. He forgives us of all our sins and blesses us. Bless us, God. Bless us, God. Oh, praise God. What about that grace? Oh, that unmerited grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, grace that is extended to all of us. Praise God. It's to all. And so, Lord, put your blessings upon your people tonight, God. Oh, God, your covenant. Some of the, I just named a few of them that I can think of, but your covenant blessings be upon each one, starting with the head, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, your covenant blessings, oh, God. Father, God, you said to bless your people. That's why we come, God, to bless one another. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless
bless them in the going in and coming out. Bless them, God. Oh, God, in the body, in the food of the womb, God, bless them. Oh, God, Father God, in their finances, God. Oh, God, in their health, oh, God. Oh, so let it be. Oh, Father God, help them. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Long mightily in the hearts and minds of your people. God, you are mind regulator. Yes, you are, God. Yes, God, your covenant covers it all, Lord God. And Lord, I just thank you for everyone that's on, everyone that couldn't come on, God. Cover them. Let your covenant blessing be upon them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Come forward, Sister Peggy Bowens. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have no song, Lord. So that little song came to my mind, so I want to sing a little part, a little portion of that. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing in my soul. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing in my soul. My soul say yes, Lord. My soul say yes, Lord. My soul say yes. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing in my soul. Lost the words. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing down in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing in my soul. Yes, Lord, keep ringing down in my soul. Yes, Lord, keep ringing in my soul. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing down in my soul. Joy bells. Joy, joy bells. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing down in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing in my soul. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing down in my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. We got so much to thank God for. Oh, but God, he bless us day by day. My God, to get up in the morning and have a good day. He bless us with the sun shining, oh God. Lord, we thank God, because God is a good God. Oh, we may not have every day, it may not be like a honeycomb, a honey on a honeycomb, but we have to praise God for what it is. Praise God and keep on rolling. I thank God. God is good. All the time he's good. I thank you. Y'all pray for me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Bless
the Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you all. Thank you all. Amen. Thank you all. Amen. Now, is there anyone else that would like to come forward at this time? Is there anyone else like to come forward at this time? Amen.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah. Minister L.C. Alford, are you listening? Minister L.C. Alford, are you listening?
Miss Sadie, I think you have the phone blocked. The phone will mute. Somebody's trying to come in. She don't hear
me. I'm listening. Can I hear you, darling?
You got the phone on mute.
Okay. L.C. Can you speak up?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah, would you like to have something to say?
Well, I just say that I really enjoyed all the testimonies and songs that went forth tonight. And I want to say that I want to bless each and every one of the prayer warriors that was on the line tonight. They had a mind in there. Share God's word. And I want to say that the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes,
I should. And I would like for each and every one of us to make God personal in their lives. The Lord is my shepherd. That's a personal word. And let us all respond to it and latch on to it, because I came here 3 weeks ago and they rolled me in here. Doctor said they couldn't find nothing wrong with me. But some man out of nowhere came dressed all in white and said, put that man in the hospital. And when it got me in there, they started finding everything wrong with me. But thank God 3 weeks later now I'm able to walk again. I'm able to talk again. I don't have to be on the breathing machine no more. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. I thank him. I got a few more weeks in there, they say. Make sure that everything is all right with me when they give me my discharge. Woo, hallelujah. I thank God for the light of your program.
Yeah.
And how y'all keep calling on the name of Jesus. I don't care how much computer they're trying to have up there in Washington, D.C., we ain't worried about that. This old body of mine might be destroyed, but our soul will live on with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Back to you, Tim Dalford. I love you, darling.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's Minister, my husband. Amen, amen. I thank God that he's still here amongst the land, in the land of the dying. Amen. In the land of the dying. No, but this is the land of the dying. When we die out of this, man, we are going to live throughout eternity. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brother Gary, are you listening on the line? Brother Gary, are you listening on the line? Unmute your phone. If you can unmute your phone, you may do so. Amen. Amen. But he was on mute, so he lives in the nursing home up in Macomb, Mississippi. Man, he's my brother. Amen, amen. And he loved to be a part of the line whenever he can. Amen. And we are so, so, so thankful for him. Amen, amen. We have a number ending in 4336. Is that someone that would like to be part of the program today?
That's Sister Paula, lady. I was just listening in today.
Oh, bless your heart, my dear. Hey, sister, amen, amen, God bless. Amen. Now, is there anyone else? I see other women listening in, but I don't want to call nobody's name because you may be just listening in. And so if not, we'll just thank God for you. And let you know that you being here is a valuable part of this service. Amen. Very encouraging to us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for you. Amen. I don't want to leave anyone out. Amen. But I'm going to go at this time. I'm going to go back to the reading of the 20th chapter of Deuteronomy, where I read for our devotional. Amen, amen, amen. I read, I think it was 6 through 14 verses. Amen, amen, amen. It's talking about relations concerning war. Amen. Mm. In your leisure. Amen and amen. But, okay, the summary says right here, but just like the Israelites, and we are learning today from the Israelites' experience. I mean, know that everything that was written in the scripture was written for our learning. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Build up in our most holy faith. Amen. Just like the Israelites, we sometimes face overwhelming opposition, whether at school, Yes, young people, you will face overwhelming opposition at work. At work, everybody, amen, amen, amen. Everybody that comes in and out these days, more likely, will have to experience public working. Amen. Even at home, even if you're a housewife or a house dad or whatever the situation is, you will face overwhelming opposition. Amen. Outnumbered. We can feel outnumbered and helpless sometimes. Amen. That's the way they felt. Yeah. That's the way the Israelites felt in their opposition in times of war and in their lives. I said like that. Amen. But God blessed the Israelites' confidence. And this is what is meant for us today, that our confidence would be blasted, amen, amen, by reminding us, as he did them, that he was always with them. He is always with us. Be confident that no matter what we go through, no matter what our challenges are, he is with us. Isn't that refreshing, that good to know? He is with us, and that he has already saved them from the potential danger. He has already saved us. Amen.
Amen.
We can feel secure. Amen. Amen. You can feel, amen, assured. Yes, we consider what God is able, that God is able to overcome even the most difficult odds.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Yes,
Father God, we are so grateful, oh God, that you are with us, that you promised that you will be with us, and that you will never leave, not forsake us.
It is
so grateful, oh Father God, to have your word, oh Father God. Oh God, my husband being in the hospital or away from home doing this time of testing for him right now, and I'm not a person that used to staying at home at night by myself, you know, and sometimes I'm here alone and I couldn't feel a certain way, but then I think about God is with me. And the sisters out there, amen, 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 that had been widowed or whatever the case may be.
Isn't that the best feeling?
Ma'am?
That's the best feeling in the world to be able to know that you always have somebody with you even when you think you're alone. You know, you're sitting down thinking you're alone, but you're not alone. You still have,
God is with us, and I think about my beloved Christian sisters, in the gospel that lives alone, and you know, and I say, she's with us. I just turn over and go to sleep. When I wake up, it's a new day.
It's like that with me, and my I'm convicting myself for not being married. And have 8 children, you know. And I like my old man, he get in a bed. He work from 6 in the evening till 6 in the morning. He get in a bed in the morning time. So it's like he get in the bed in the morning. We not sleeping at, I guess God don't care what time of the day it is outside, huh? It's not about what time of the day. Is that my only worry? What time it was outside.
Y'all, go ahead on. Our convictions come for us. Amen. We have to obey his will and his word, you know. So, he's going to deal with us according to his conviction, you know, that if we know to do better, we got to do better. Amen. We have all tested in the area, and know we were walking up the wrong road, but sooner or later, we got to get us straight. We're going to get straight in. We are, you know, because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and we do want wisdom. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Bless you. God bless you. Amen. To all.
Okay. When you feel like that you are all alone, feel maybe that, you know, I'm here by myself, but I used to read the 91 Psalm, and it is definitely encouraging to know that the 91 Psalm will really help you in those times of thought that I'm by myself, you know. So,
Yes.
Outside and thousand at our right hand, but nothing shall come now thee. So that really helped me in the all the years that I have been by myself, you know.
Okay, now I would like to just open the call one more time to see if there's anyone that I'm maybe overlooking. I don't want to overlook anyone because truly we, you know, God had brought us together at this time to exalt one another, you know, encourage one another.
Amen.
So we just thank you, Lord. We just going to give God the thanks and the praise. Amen, amen. We're going to thank Minister George. Amen. All of y'all for covering the line. Minister George said that was her mission. They were covering the line. Amen, amen. And we just love you.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. We love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yes, Lord.
The birth of our Christ. Not the birth of Christ, but the rising of our Christ. Celebrating his death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. And so I find that, you know, sometimes when it's our birthday or some special occasion in our lives, we tend to celebrate. So I'm going to celebrate the whole month. Amen. And we know that we should celebrate the whole every day is a day of celebration, you know, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the things that he done for us on the cross. Amen, amen. Like the song in the intro said that we will cherish the old rugged cross. We want to cherish the old rugged cross. Cherish it. Amen. The old rugged cross. And then one day, hallelujah, just so joyful to know that one day we will exchange it for a crown. Amen, amen. I shall wear a crown. Hallelujah. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. When it's all over, I shall wear a crown. When it's all over, I shall wear a crown. And that new Jerusalem. Isn't that beautiful news that, amen, amen, that we're looking forward to. Amen, wearing a crown. Amen, I shall wear a crown. Oh, my God, when it's all over, I shall wear a crown. When it's all over, I shall wear a crown. Amen, amen. I'm happy and excited about what Christ has done, and he's made it possible, amen, that we all, amen, we all can wear a crown. When it's all over, let us continue to please him. Amen, amen. Let us forget about ourselves and look and focus on him. Amen. Because he, amen, is the avenue. Amen. And he's the highway. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To our destination. Amen. And we just love you, Lord, and we just thank you for being our Lord, our God, for just being our all and all and all. Lord, we just look forward to it. And let us continue to encourage one another. Let us encourage, oh, God, as we go forth through the day, oh, God, whoever we meet, let us, oh, God, help Mabashana. Let us have such a peace and a contentment, oh, that comes from you, Lord, that will allow us, oh, Father God, that when someone gets passes by us, oh God, they will feel your presence, oh God. They will know, God, oh my God, that their life, oh God, must come in accordance with your word, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh Father, I heard that one of the young men on the line, 11 years old, asked his mom, could he get baptized? Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. We don't hear, amen, too many talking about baptism, amen, these days. Amen. We don't hardly hear the preacher preaching about it even too much these days. Amen, amen. But I thank the Lord. Amen, amen. That one of the young men on the line, amen, asked his mother, amen, amen, told his mother he wanted to get baptized. Amen. He wanted to identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And God, I just pray, oh God, oh Father God, that he'll continue to get a greater and a greater understanding, oh God, as what it entails, dear God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I pray and I ask each and every one of you to be in prayer for that young boy. Amen. Be in prayer for him. Lift him up. Amen. Before God. Amen. How many know we need our children? Amen. That he may be one that God has anointed to be a great leader in the next generation. We don't ever know. Amen. He may be one of the ones. Amen. That will stand and that will, you know, that will draw others to Christ. Amen. Amen. Yes. I just ask each and every one to just be in prayer for him. Amen. And you know, a lot of times when our young people have a greater calling on their lives, it's when the enemy comes in. The enemy comes in and all, and he just have such a...
Hello?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Must have knocked us off.
Oh. Well, that was Minister Zadie was talking. The question I was trying to get through was that, you know, we're not supposed to force God on nobody, right? So
yeah,
I'm supposed to just ease the children into it. You know, it's like this, Shimon. They've been on the same ride I've been on with church. You know, when I'm at church, they've been right there with me. And I've been, but everything I learn from church, I hang up and teach them what I done learned. You know, so... It's like I'm not really pushing them on God, but I want it to really be their church. You know, I want you to go to church because you want to go to church,
right.
Not sort of please me, you know.
Right. Because
don't try to please
them. You got to hell out having to put them in.
Yeah.
But I think the line cut off. I don't know. It might have cut off, but I don't know what happened.
You got to close out the one.
No, this is her line. This is her
line. Oh, that's her line.
Yeah, Minister Vivian, too. This is Minister Vivian in line.
Okay, wait. This is what I want to know. I told you I was trying to collect the dots at the people that was Kent on the phone, on the line from church. And I connected the dots from the Mims family. Okay, now I'm here. I'm listening, and I think what I'm hearing is that Minister Zadie is married to LC.
Her husband's name is LC.
Can anyone else hear me talking out here? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Huh?
I hear you.
Okay. Now, who are you?
Vivian.
Oh, Sister Vivian. Okay. I see a lot of the lines are dropping off already.
And it is that, that time. It is
because
that time.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. So the show is about to come to an end. I had put Minister Tantanisha on the mute line, and we're gonna address her after Minister Richardson is gonna have a little quorum with her so she can understand the question that she's asking. Amen. Amen, amen. So I just thank God for all that has transpired on today. Amen. And for the benefit of the one that's still on. Amen. We'll be back next Saturday, Lord bless, at the same time, 7 p.m. Minister Vivian will be on tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, the same number. Amen, amen. And then on Friday night, Minister Dennis will be on at the same number at 8 o'clock. Amen, amen. And once again, I would just like to thank each and every one of you for being a part. Amen. And let us just pray. Pray and pray and pray. I know there may be a little difference in our line and all than what's familiar with, because I want to be open where anyone can, especially the young children, can come forward. Amen. And not just the young children, because the line is about encouraging the elderly, amen, encouraging the elderly. It's not just about the young people, amen. We have a lot of senior citizens or elder, you know, people that need encouraging too. Everybody, amen, we all didn't get saved at the same time. There's different times, amen, that we all got saved, and some of us is still growing and coming into the knowledge, and we don't want to leave anybody out. Amen, amen, amen. I know, you know, a lot of, you know, like a protocol and so much order and all, you know, and it's a very good thing because God is a God of order, but we have to be, you know, we have to understand, amen, we have to understand that, you know, you have to, like, catch the fish before you clean the fish. Amen. A lot of times I've experienced where a lot of fish was trying to be clean and they hadn't got caught yet. You know, it was nipped at and then they were confused and they had draw back. So we don't want anybody that comes on this line to draw back because they have a speech impairment or a problem reading, seeing. We don't want anybody. We want you to keep trying, and we're going to try with you. We're going to help you. Amen, amen. When I didn't know how to read until I was 27 years of age, I didn't know how to read to comprehend and all. And crying out to the Lord, it's a longer testimony, but I'm just going to cut it short by saying that when the Lord taught me how to read, filled me with his Holy Spirit, amen, amen, amen. It was like a year later that I decided to marry a pastor, a preacher that was pastor in a church. Amen, amen. And coming involved, coming in acquainted with so many of people who were pastors' wives and bishops and, you know, people of high status, you know, with high educations and what have you. I began to come in the arena with them, amen, and amen, and they trying to teach me how to be a pastor's wife and how to be a part of their world, but the Spirit of God told me to go back to the one that was in a situation that I was in. Look back at where you were at. Go back to the ones on that level who need. These don't need. Jesus left the 99. He had 100 sheep. And he said in the scripture that one went astray. And he said that shepherd left the 9 and the 9. He went after that one that was lost. Amen. So God is not concerned about us
being in high statuses and stuff. He felt concerned about us. Amen, amen. As he was the Samaritan woman at the well. Amen. He wants us to look down and reach out to the outcast, the one that feel hurting and needed or whatever. Help build them up. Bring them up. Amen. So this is our gospel show for tonight, and we're going to ask that you all be blessed. And we love y'all until next time. Amen. Amen. Did anyone else want to say anything before we hang up?
I'm going to say something. It's Carol.
Amen.
I wanted to say, what I enjoyed in your testimony the most was the fact that you talked about the elderly. And what I've found in my life as working in the nursing home is our elderly is often forgotten about. And I like it that your ministry reaches out to the elderly and be patient with them and encourage them to continue on the battlefield. Because a lot of times our elderly slide back because they're forgotten. The church actually, once they go in that nursing home, the church actually just moves away from them as if they were never a member. And they may have been a member at a church for 50 years. And then after 50 years of servitude, no one's come to visit you from your church. You know, that is so heartbreaking. So heartbreaking that they're forgotten. And I like the fact that you do, you know, bring them forth and keep them focusing on the battlefield.
Amen.
That's a beautiful thing.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Carolyn. Amen, amen. And it's ironic that you would say that because even in the condition that I am in right here today, right now, I feel like it's because of
what?
I think it's because, and I do believe that it's because of ministry. God don't want us to forget. You don't want us to forget. Amen, amen, amen. Sometimes we all healthy and everything going well, and we tend to forget. And I don't want
and
to.
And then he has to sit us down and make us remember.
Even in the church, even in the churches, you don't see the elderly being called forth. You see everybody going after that 30-something, 40-something year old, but you don't see them going after those who have dedicated themselves to service.
Amen.
It just
gets
pushed to the side. And say, come up here and sit on the front row and wear your white dress and your hat, and that's about all that we're going to have you do. You've gotten so old, you can't relate to the young, my God. Even sometimes they're made to feel that way, that they've now passed that season and they can't relate to the young. But, hey, you got young children going forth every day, and they're getting stronger and stronger.
Man.
And that's such a beautiful thing to see.
Has anyone on the line ever heard this little 12-year-old child that was preaching? I think I seen him at a church on Second and Drive or Second and Danielle or something. He was 12 years old. This little boy cut that church up. I mean, he had that church standing up with holding it with one hand. He was preaching down. And what was so exciting about him preaching, you know what he said out of his mouth, was the truth, because he only been here 12 years, you know. So all he's telling us is from what he know about in his 12 years, you know, and he can't speak on, like, stuff that the older ministers could speak on, because he ain't been living that long, you know. But ain't nobody never saw him before. I'm sorry. Ain't nobody never heard of him.
I don't know how long is that something that's going on now, or that's been a ways off?
It's been about a couple of years.
Okay, so I remember when the folks called Katrina, they had a young man that was up in that area that I remember. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I keep trying to find this little boy. I want to go hear him. Wherever he at, I want to go hear him preach.
Amen. Amen. So we just have to keep on encouraging and building up. Amen. I try to do a lot of posts
and I used to, not as much the last couple of years, but I try to encourage the young people who have mothers, you know, your children, your mother and your grandmother, they done got old and now, but if they, if they were, you know their Christian life, put the phone to their ear and let them listen to the conference call. Let them listen to gospel. Let them.
I'm just gonna put the phone on speaker. I'm gonna put it on speaker because I need guidance for my son. That's what I need. Jesus, my son is 14 years old. You know the things that 14 year old boys are out there doing nowadays? I mean, I am so blessed. I am blessed in the name of Jesus because I can put my hands on my child when he come home from school. I know where he at. I can put my hands on him at all times because that's just how I have it. He don't go in and out outside my son. They tell me this is not healthy for him to sit down and play that video game like that. You know, it's keeping him safe. It's keeping him from wanting to go outside and steal cars and carjack people and stuff like the rest of his friends out there doing. So if that game saving his life, then leave me alone. I sure do spoil him with it. I give him all kinds of money for to get what he needs for his game.
Amen, amen. And these days and time, I mean, I would have to agree with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Nah, my daughter, she's 14. She's going to her prime right now. She's going to her 8th grade prime. Shimon, you have to say she's so beautiful. I'm going to send you a picture of her, Shimon. She's so pretty. Mm-hmm. You know that big chubby? That big chubby. That's what.
Well, Pastor told you about talking to y'all there.
No, don't call neither one of them girls then, huh?
Nope. Call them their nickname. Call them their name.
Amen, amen.
Okay.
So, upward, amen. We are going to go ahead and dismiss. The show is, this show is officially dismissed.
Over.
Amen. And most
amen.
Moses.
Love all of y'all.
Amen. But I thank you all, like I said, once again. And be sure to come
amen.
Again and let us grow together and show together, amen, amen, that God may
yes,
be
amen,
because he's still, like, ministering. He's still ministering to the elderly. He's still ministering to the,
yes,
to the young people. Amen. And I just thank God that he appointed me to be one of the ones that don't mind taking the time. Amen.
Exactly.
Because and for someone taking the
time. Do your husband take some kind of medicine for his brain?
Their pardon?
Do he take any kind of medicine for his brain, like to make his brain stronger?
I didn't understand the question.
Okay, I said, do your husband take something for his brain? They giving him some kind of medicine to make his brain stronger, to strengthen his brain?
Oh, his brain is fine. He just had, staph infection from surgery that he had back in October. I do believe that he picked up some kind of bacteria that caused his body to be infected.
He was in the hospital when he called that staph infection.
Bye-bye, man. Mama, take you to the field. If we ever know where they're going, only for and I tell you that we won't be back, we won't be back, we won't be back no more, no more, no more.
We're going sweeping through the city. Yeah, where I belong, there I go wrong. I'll be fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we won't be back, we won't be back. Oh, no. We won't be back, we won't be back, we won't be back. Yeah, we won't be back, we won't be back, we won't be back no more, no more. Yeah, we won't be back, we won't be back, we won't be back no more, no more, no more. Yeah, 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 we won't be back, we won't be back, we won't be back, we won't be back. No more, no more, no more. I tell you, and we go sweeping through the
city. I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else?
It's gone before. And I tell you that we won't be back, we won't be back. We won't be back. Hey, mother, you were on the line.
Yeah, I was on the line.
I saw when I was looking at my board, when they dropped, I'm like, I didn't see mother, no, I didn't see you on the phone.
Oh, you did?
No, it did. Until you had dropped it, how long were you on?
I was on when the first shot of
song. Oh, no, mother. You didn't say anything when I was asking.
Oh, I
think
I
hit
up.
Yeah.
Well, because I
had
put my phone on speaker, so maybe I had walked away.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my, my, my.
Yeah, I must have walked away.
Oh, my bad. Excuse me. Yes, indeed.